Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord. The Lord is so good. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of His benefits unto me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. We should have a lifestyle of thanksgiving. Amen. Well, I've been sharing these last several days, seeing ourselves as God sees us. And Ephesians 1 and 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." And that's the secret, beloved, those last two words, in Christ. That's our victory. The more we try to produce spiritual strength or power, the more difficult it will become. You know, whenever you feel like you're nothing, you know, you're so low, you feel like you can't get up and move another step. Well, maybe you've never felt that way, but trust me, as you walk in this Christian walk, the battles get really heavy at times. What do we do at a time like that? We need to begin to see ourselves in Christ, and that in Christ we are blessed with everything that we need. That's the point of the scriptures I've been sharing this week. It's hard to get it through our heads. I mean, we read it, it's familiar, we say, amen, yes, that's right, that's true. But it's not by who we are, it's because we are in Christ. We can't make things, you know, spiritual things happen. The glorious, simple truth is the more we want something and even demand it of God by faith, sometimes it's the less we seem to get it. The victorious way to live in Christ is not to work at it. It shouldn't be a hard thing, but by faith, in peace and in joy. Doesn't that take a lot of pressure off? Just claim the assets that are yours, those promises, and allow Him to bring about the results in His time. Why? Because, beloved, there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, and it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of God. Beloved, Jesus has made you acceptable to the Father. And because we are in Christ, we are a member of God's family. You might feel you're all alone today, and that might be true in the natural, but spiritually, you are part of the family of God. You know, I know there's times in my life when I have literally physically been alone, but if we are in Christ, we realize that regardless of our immediate circumstances, we belong to a great big family that God is bringing together, and we're going to spend eternity with Him and with each other. Praise God. And guess what? We're all going to get along. You know, during biblical times, all natural members of a family could be disowned. Did you know that? Yeah. But when a member of the family, when a child was adopted, that child could never be disowned. And so when you begin to see yourself as an adopted member of God's family, you can be raised, delivered really from that position of trying to earn and maintain your family status. You know, it's hard because so often in our lives, we may, as children, we may have had a parent, father, mother, or, you know, those close to us, relatives, that you had to prove yourself. You had to do something to earn the respect, that you had to accomplish things to be accepted and loved. I mean, that's why, because that's the way of flesh. That's the way the enemy wants it. But in Jesus, we are redeemed in Him. Hebrews 10 and 14 tells us something. What does it say? It tells us, beloved, that we are the blood of Jesus is sufficient to redeem us from all our sins. Let's read that. Hebrews 10 and 14, "For by one offering he," that's Jesus, "hath perfected forever them that are sanctified." Hallelujah. So, if that's the case, Jesus' blood is sufficient to redeem us from all of our sins, and because of his glorious grace and unmerited favor, he has lavished us with his forgiveness. Praise God. And then in Ephesians 1 and 7, let me read that. "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace," and I've got to read verse 8, "wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence," and I can't stop, verse 9, "having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself," and I've got to read verse 10, "that in the dispensation of the fullness of times," and that's coming, beloved, very soon, "he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven," all your loved ones, "and which are on earth, even in him." And I'll read verse 12, "that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ." Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. He lavished, that's proficient and profuse and abundant. So in Christ, we are possessors of God's will. Ephesians 1 and 9 says, "having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself." Praise God. And beloved, as we are in Christ, we are in God's will already. God's will came first. It's not what you are to do, but it is who you are in Christ. Now, obviously, that does not relieve us of doing those good works that Jesus has called us to do. But what I'm talking about, the Holy Spirit has to give us revelation, beloved. It's an understanding where it'll flow out of our relationship with Christ. It's not trying to do the works that we can be approved and accepted of Christ or of the Father. Why? Because we already are. And this might sound just, you know, playing on words, but it's a profound revelation that will relieve you of human stress and human effort, because you can't do it in yourself. You just have to be willing, because it is not by might. What does that scripture say? Not by might, not by power, not by anything that we have in our humanity, whether mental strength or physical strength, emotional strength, motivational strength, whatever, the power of our will, it's not sufficient. You might have the strongest will in the world, but you're not going to make it at times. You're not, because it's not by your might and it's not by power. Again, in terms of natural things, yes, you can certainly accomplish things. But in terms of things of the Spirit, in terms of things of the Lord, it's the Spirit of Christ. It's who you are in Christ, and it's the understanding and the revelation you have of who you are. As I say, sometimes it's so hard to put into words what the truths of the things that are in the spirit realm. But beloved, God has done everything for us. We simply acquiesce, we affirm, we say, "Yes, Lord," we allow the Lord to lead us. And beloved, that's a direct opposite of the lives we live in this world. The world is just the opposite. It's how much can you strive? How much can you push? How much can you achieve? And it's all about achieve, achieve, do and do. Even our sources of entertainment. I mean, I'm not a sports person. I'm sorry. I mean, I may be into individual sports like walking and doing things personally. But as far as sports, and I'm not putting them down, but it's all who can be better, all who can be stronger, all who can be more gifted in terms of that move or that strategy. You see, that's where the way the world operates. That's true in the academic world. It's true in the business world. It's how much can you do? And it all depends on you. Well, what I'm trying to say very simply through this whole message these last 4 days is that it doesn't depend on you. It depends on understanding who Jesus is in you, and He will do the work. That's what Jesus said. He said, it's the Father that does the work. I don't do anything that the Father hasn't shown me. Paul said that he prayed that the Colossians would be filled with the knowledge of His will. That's Colossians 1:9. I won't turn to it. And Ephesians 5:17 and 18, Paul writes that God's will is that we be filled with the Holy Spirit. One of the mysteries of God's will is just to abide in Christ. Doesn't that sound too easy, too simple? What? Look at John 15, verse 7. Jesus is speaking, "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." Verse 11 says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." And what's 15 and 16? "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the Lord knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you, beloved." So what does it mean to abide? It means to remain stable in a fixed state, to continue in a place to stay. So take a deep breath and relax, beloved. This message we preach is a gospel of grace written on fleshly hearts. It was given in the power of the Spirit. It is a message of life, and it was unveiled in Jesus Christ. It concerns righteousness. Beloved, its message is eternal, but very pertinent and very applicable to our lives right now in this present moment. I love you. God bless you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.